The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on Season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Big Bang.
It is what it is, man.
DJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing, I be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask, what is then?
Bring you big facts.
Back ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
Live from the Trap Music Museum, Big Bang is here, DJ Scream is here, Baby Jade is here, we are Team Big Facts, and we would like to welcome Memphis, Tennessee's own, PRE's own, Key Glock to Big Facts. Yo. Welcome, my brother. Sure. How you feeling today? How you doing, man? How's the energy today?
Hold on, I gotta stop everything and make this personal announcement.
Intermission.
Because Key was the first nigga to ever bring us food. And you know, like, we'd be up here starving and shit, slaving, working, this nigga brought us plenty of food. Like, macaroni and cheese, collard greens, salmon and rice with peppers and shit. Straight like, up. we ain't never been treated like that, bro. Yeah, and that shit. Really, that means a lot.
Nah, for sure. Everybody eat.
Everybody eat, for sure. Well, Key Glock been on, bro. What you been on?
I just been working, bro. No chill time, no fun time. Just been working.
Yeah. And I guess, like, when you say working, you mainly meaning there's recording. You got a new project out. Just let everybody know. You know, pop your shit a little bit.
Recording,
yeah. Touring,
investments, meetings, anything. Not just music. I be working all the time.
Yeah. And still doing it independently.
Still doing it independently. Still, yeah.
Why is that?
It's the dog way.
The dog way.
Straight up.
Is it more work that way? A lot more work that way, you think? Or is it just
it's work regardless. Either way you go, it's still work. Mm-hmm. It's just how much work you want to do, how much work you willing to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's all really, it's on you. You can't put it on nobody else.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah. With Memphis going so crazy, does it push you harder to say, man, I got to keep going crazy? Because, you know, Memphis as a whole is just going crazy right now. Y'all got, the most hits on the charts, all this shit.
I just be me. I don't look at nobody else and be like, man, I got to get on my shit. I be on my shit anyway. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel no pressure.
Mm-hmm.
But the city going up like they supposed to, though, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You still on the drink? Do you think you'll continue to do the drink, or you think you might eventually?
I know my limit, bro. It's all. It's all.
Yeah.
So that means
I know my limit. Drink this shit to the show. Yeah. It ain't took no effect or nothing on me.
Yeah.
I'm still eat healthy, drink my water. That's all. You can't just drink and smoke and pop pills and don't eat fruits and vegetables and don't exercise.
Right.
Like,
don't have no balance.
You got to balance. Yeah, you got to even this shit out. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Nah, for sure, for sure. So Glaucoma 2, man, the new project is out. How long it took you to cook that up?
It really didn't take long at all, because some of the songs have been recorded for like probably like a year or two ago. Some of them I did like a week or two before I put the tape out. So it'd be random. I just let my team pick. Yeah.
So you just make the music and somebody else pick the tracks?
Yeah, I let my boys pick it, like my circle. I let my gang pick it. Yeah.
How many songs? Like, through how many songs?
We went through probably 500 songs. Like, for real. We went through 500 songs. Yeah.
Is there something like maybe a song that you wanted to go on there that you felt like this the one, but your partners were like, oh, we don't know?
I can't give them everything too early. Like, I got some shit for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you gotta, what they say, you gotta keep the best for last. Like I got a lot of last shit.
Right.
Got a lot of last. Yeah.
Right. And I saw you saying that what was the quote? I think in the interview, y'all gonna be sick of me this year or some shit. So how you dropping a lot of projects, a lot of music?
I'm gonna drop too much.
Oh, you gonna unleash the beast?
Yeah. He already unleashed, man. Yeah, I can't tame him no more.
Hey, what was that goddamn button that pushed, like, to make you feel like fuck that I'm in the flood?
I feel like I be too cool, I be too chill, too laid back. Like, ain't nothing wrong with that, but it's like, I still gotta let them know, like, I can get like that when I want to, you know?
Fuck,
I can get
humble.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's definitely like that now. I've been humble long enough.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what triggered that? Like,
I don't know, bro. Really didn't nothing trigger it. Probably myself. Probably just tired of being humble, really. Just myself. Like I said, like, I don't feel no pressure or nothing, so. Yeah, it was just me. Just really waking up.
So, like, going back, like, all the way to the beginning, back to your younger days, I know that when you were, like, approaching 2 or, like, almost 2 years old, your mom got locked up and had to go to prison.
Mm-hmm.
And she ended up having to be there for, like, what, like, 15 years?
Yeah, all the way into my senior year of high school.
Okay, and then, you know what I'm saying, like, your dad was, like, in and out, so you were primarily raised by your grandmother.
Right.
How did having that lack of mom and dad in your life kind of affect your outlook on you coming up and, you know what I'm saying, your, like, views on right and wrong and shit like that? Seeing that, you know what I'm saying, your mom had to go, like, made a mistake, did some wrong, and she had to go away for, like, such a long time.
Right. That shit really made me strong. Like,
yeah,
you know, they say everything happened for a reason. Like,
right.
It's crazy, but it's like, if she wouldn't have even probably left me, I probably wouldn't even be in this position.
Right.
Because I'd probably be a little spoiled, little, you know what I'm saying? Little boy, because, like, I'm her only son. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it just is what it is. It's crazy how it happened. But
you think that situation pushed you into your destiny, like, shit, it?
Oh, yeah,
so
for
now
sure.
So we got mom, we good. Basically.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's like soon as she came home, that's
she
when
took
really.
The sacrifice, basically.
That's really when everything got to going up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
We know a big goal, obviously, when you know what I'm saying, you making music and shit is to make money. But outside of the money, what's the thing that pushed you the hardest from like day one in the rap shit?
Shit, my family. Mm-hmm. Don't nothing push me harder than it. Like, the money gonna be here. Like, the material, all that shit gonna be here. Like, but like you never know when your family gonna go, you know what I'm saying? Or yourself. So you just gotta make sure all business is taken care of. Like, all business, for sure.
How long it took the weed out the people that ain't for you? You know what I'm saying? You know you gotta go through that phase.
That shit take time. That shit take years. Like, man, motherfucker play under you so long, like, you know what I'm saying? And you ignore it. You ignore it just because you got a good heart and you just so much of a real nigga, but you being dumb, too.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Like, you nigga just got to know.
You need
with your heart. Yeah, for sure. Nigga just got to know what's for them. Yeah, nigga just got to know when to wake
breaker,
up.
Though. Like, when nigga do this, like, bro, I can't fuck with you.
I don't fuck with that stealing. Stealing, I don't play that. Like, I'm ready to do something to you. You stealing, like, I don't play that. Stealing in line.
Yeah, that's stealing me too. In line. Me
yeah.
too.
Everything else is kind of...
Like, we can figure shit. It out.
Yeah, for sure. But stealing in line, like, nah, we ain't doing it.
You do anything, you're lying.
Exactly.
You'll do anything if you steal.
For sure. Yeah.
Mm. Especially from a nigga that you know that all you had to do was ask.
Yeah, that's the real you. Like, when you by yourself and ain't nobody looking.
Mm-hmm. Like, how you stay grounded? Like, you already having the paper, having the wilts, having the pieces. Like, how you stay grounded? Like, how you stay grounded all that time?
Man, really, I literally just stayed to myself, bro. Like, I don't be having nothing against nobody. I just, like, I ain't too big on, like, going to the club, linking, or, like, yeah, like, that shit cool with, like, I ain't gonna lie, like, this shit don't even excite me, bro. I done been through so much already at a young age and seen everything. It's to the point I'm like, man, fuck everybody and everything. Like, I gotta be here. Like, you know what I mean?
I gotta last. Shit. Mm-hmm. Cause that basically the problem when you go to knowing niggas. Just think about how many niggas you cool with that you been seeing over here. What's up, bro? Mm-hmm. And that's it. Mm-hmm. Soon as you start knowing a nigga, that's when y'all fall out. That's when I see your flaws. That's when I see this and see that. If I never knew you, we could just be cool.
What's up, bro?
You know what I'm saying? Right, right. When I start knowing your being and knowing your flaws, prejudging you, prejudging me, that's when it turned into personal, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Facts.
So let me ask you this, if the club and shit and, you know, all the shit that you've, like, been there and done doesn't excite you, then what does?
Good question.
It is a good
Appreciate
question.
Appreciate
Don't really not, man, I'm really Nothing still trying all? To figure out what make me happy. I ain't gonna lie. Like, yeah, like,
you
said for real.
Already,
yeah.
You said so do you, like, I mean, is it like doing stuff with your family or like, do you have,
when
like...
you buy that ice, you feel some type of way. You buy them cars and shit, you feel some
man,
type
I
of way.
I swear to God, man, I done bought so much of this shit. This shit, it's like...
It numb now.
It's like, damn, what you gonna do now?
Yeah,
like,
it's numb to that shit.
Yeah, it's super material now. Yeah. I used to think this shit was something. Like, man, this shit ain't nothing.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, shit ain't nothing.
As soon as you buy it, this shit just gonna be nothing no more. Nah,
like, a couple years ago, like, first, like, when I first started buying drill,
we had all that yellow
like,
shit.
Yeah, I thought this shit was everything, but now, like, this shit don't,
yeah,
it don't make me, for sure, it don't make me.
So yeah, the same feeling after you got it. That's why I be telling exactly. niggas, you can want some shit so bad when you get it.
Exactly.
It be like, man, that shit ain't shit.
Relying.
Yeah.
What you think can ultimately, like, make you happy? Like, damn, this shit make me, I'm happy, nigga. Like what?
Like, if my mama happy, I'm happy. Like, real talk. Like, this, like, I ain't got no big family. Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got no big family. My grandma only had two kids, my mama and my uncle. He just now having a son. You know what I'm saying? I'm 25. He just now having a son. And I'm my mama's only son. Like, we real tight. We, you know what I'm saying? We real hands-on with each other.
Yeah.
Like, we ain't got no room to... There's no outside, none come in and play.
Yeah.
Like, just how it is.
So do you think maybe possibly, like, a family of your own would do it for you? And, like, seal the deal on your final excitement?
I think so. Of course it will. Yeah, but that ain't my, like, main focus right now.
Yeah, okay.
When I get everything... Like, I'm good financially, but where I want to be, that's when I get the
purpose.
Nick Cannon out.
Purpose,
yeah, for sure.
Your purpose.
Why not? Why not? For sure.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay.
Right now, you still in grind mode.
Oh, yeah. I'm still being grind mode, but I'm be able to, you know what I'm saying, lay back a little more. That's all.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when it comes to the females, you locked in with one particular, or you just... Bit doing key glock.
You got hoe.
Glizzot.
What you talking about? Like, just
he said you locked in with one, or you just single. Doing you
yes
right
or
now?
No?
I got to answer this right way. Like, what's this? Ask the Chris. All right. Try to beat around the bush. What you trying to do?
You got one hoe or plenty of hoe? Not one hoe.
I
got
no hoe. I don't deal with no hoe.
Okay. You got one woman or plenty of women? Not plenty.
I got one woman.
No, I don't like hoes, though.
Got you.
I mean, you got one woman.
One.
You got one you lying to, and the one and what? Like he know what he's saying. He's saying you got one.
Nah, I got one.
Or
uno,
like two and a possible.
Uno,
maybe,
numero
or...
uno.
You locked in.
Yeah.
That's it.
Locked in. Big facts.
What made her be the one that you lock in with at 25? this fly. You know what I'm saying? See, it's hard to do now.
See, look, this shit still take time.
But what?
I ain't gonna say like we gonna get married and live a happily ever
she's a great
life.
She's a great prospect.
Yeah, for sure. She number one. She ain't going nowhere right now.
That's what I'm saying. What made her that?
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah. Did you get what I'm saying? Like, nah, certain shit have to transpire for a nigga to be like.
It's only so much I can say. I don't need everybody to know. You know
I feel
you
on that.
Knowing the formula and shit. Like,
I feel you on that.
Nah, for sure.
But it take a lot for a nigga to build that type of trust, though, right?
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't trust nothing. I don't what put you think shit past you nobody.
Like what you think make you feel that way, though?
I done tested it.
Not even that with her. I'm saying like, which like, and so motherfucker got to gain your trust instead of you coming in trustworthy.
Yeah.
Just with people.
With people? I ain't gonna lie, bro. I test everybody. I play games with everybody.
What makes you do that? Like,
I got to know who I'm dealing with. I got to know who I'm having around me. Even, now, you know what I'm saying?
Look, what I'm saying is, you know, it be shit that we done went through to make us feel like, you know what I'm saying? It be shit that we done been through to make us feel like, oh, nah, I ain't doing that no more. You know what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying? It be certain shit, like everything is triggered by something. Because we came in the world to be like, okay, trust everybody or love everybody or whatever. Mm-hmm. Certain shit in our life to be like, man, I ain't trusting these hoes. I ain't trusting these niggas. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Man, if you going to do some dirt, do it by yourself. I never do dirt with, you know what I'm saying, another human being.
Why you say that?
I learned from it.
Okay.
I learned from it early. Like,
what happened?
Everybody ain't built like you.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody ain't built like you. I don't even want to say what happened, but, you know.
Yeah.
Bro,
you was a rapper now. You ain't in the streets now. You ain't going to get in trouble?
Nah, that but still, though. This is how I move.
Yeah, safety. Nah, real shit.
For sure, man. For sure.
Real but talk. But you get what I'm saying, though? Certain young niggas that follow you want to know, like, damn, I just went through that, fuck that, too. They can snap into... And fuck around and goddamn key lock this shit like you doing.
Yeah, you right.
But you can't tell on your business.
I'd rather not. You know what I mean? That's all. I'd just rather not.
I'd rather not. I like
that. I respectfully decline.
I like that.
Yeah. I think you know, bro.
You
stand on your business.
Nah, for sure did.
What's what I'm saying? Like, you 25, like, what makes you be so poised? You know how some people, like, young niggas 25 be really wild. You know what I'm saying? What makes you be so just on player shit? Like, bro, you just pulled up. Brought food for Big Facts, you know what I'm saying? You on some player shit. What makes you, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit have to come from somewhere. Who you think you got that from?
Dog, for sure. And my grandma, for sure. Cause, like, those two people I know for sure that took care of everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, them two for sure, like, in their own way, they took care of their whole family.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's solid.
So I pick up stuff like that off of them. Yeah.
What kind of feeling does doing shows and like tour, because you be touring a lot, like what kind of feeling does that give you? Does that give you like a feeling of happiness to see everybody? Because that's the real test when you get on that stage to see people fucking with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like the internet it's real. It kind of lets you know, but when you get out on that stage and know everything word for word, that's when you know it's real.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. That should be catching me by surprise. Because like, bro, nigga really come from nothing, bro. Like, come from, like, the slums, bro. Like, you ain't thinking these folks finna know your shit word for word, screaming it louder than you. Like, plenty of facial expressions. I'm talking about all that. That shit turn me up. Like, I don't dance when I'm so chill. They make me turn up. Like, you know what I'm saying? For sure. That's how I be, though.
You ever jumped in that crowd? Not yet? I like to ask rappers that.
Early in my day.
Early in the day.
I done got to a level now, like, I can't jump in that crowd. I might not come back up. they gonna take me down.
What was that moment you felt like, goddamn, oh, yeah, I'm staying in the pit. I believe in this shit, dog, to my.
Man, everything I'm doing now, I'm talking about, like, everything. I'm doing what I want to do, how I want to do it, the same way the majors do with their artists. I'm talking about the same way, without Ryan Dick and kissing ass. It's all.
What you think Dick Ryan is in this shit? Like, what's Dick Ryan?
Your Glock's definition.
That shit could be in so many ways. give me a scenario right quick to show how I tell you. Like, she could be in like, all kind of ways.
What's
though,
the like, bro? You
like it's different from support and Dick Ryan.
What's the difference, bro?
Like support, like This shit genuine. It's real. Like, you know what I'm saying? It ain't no motive behind it.
Yeah.
But the dick riding shit, like, you doing it probably because of the next or because it's like the thing right now, the trend. Like, I don't go with it.
Yeah.
I don't rock like that.
A Yankee.
Yeah. Yeah. What you said, yanking. That's a new one. That yanking.
Yanking dick.
It ain't it. It ain't it.
Would you think you ever had to tell like somebody in your circle, one of your partners, or maybe somebody kind of close to you, like check them on that shit? Like, bro, you might be doing too much.
We real niggas. We gonna let each other know when you wrong. Yeah. Like, for sure, we gonna let you know. If not, right then and there.
That's
yeah.
wrong. So
yeah,
Yankee
you know
wrong.
Yeah, yeah. We're gonna let you know. They're like, hey, no, chill out. You being green right now.
Yeah.
For sure.
Stop that.
Right
let
now.
Let it go.
Right
let
now.
Let it go, bro.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Get it out your jaw.
Let that motherfucker go, bro. You
see.
Oh my God. So you were saying that you got like you're doing shows, you're touring, you're dropping shit, and you have like other investments. What are some of your other investments that you do to make you like some passive aggressive income?
Damn.
Right. Real estate.
Yeah, I can watch shit.
My partners. You know what I'm saying? I invest in them. Like it's all type of investments.
You do any real estate?
He just said that first.
Yeah.
My bad. Yeah. I ain't here.
Yeah. I was talking, my bad.
I think everybody onto that now. I think everybody think that's like a new wave.
Yeah, real estate and 18-wheeling and shit.
That's hey, you shot and yourself
on that shit.
You know how niggas shot they sell like, boy, I ain't know I was that. I know I was that, but I ain't know I was that.
Shit. When I did my overseas tour last year, I did a whole overseas tour and I sold out like every show and they were damn near more turnt than my American show.
That's hard.
Like for sure, yeah. That shit woke me up.
That's a major statement.
Yeah, that shit woke me up.
And them number different.
Mm-hmm. Big difference.
How you find the balance of just interacting with the fans? Like let's say they get really excited to see you. Obviously, you can't just let anybody just run up and fuck with you. But at the same time, you don't want to be so standoffish because they're your fans. So how you find the balance of how you interact with your fans?
That's a good one, Scream.
Appreciate it.
It depends on the environment and it depends on, like, you know what I'm saying? It really depends on what's going on.
You can smell it.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
And I
like,
can smell it with the difference.
Yeah, like, it's a time and place to do everything. Yeah. And how you do it. Like,
yeah.
I understand if it might be a fan, but, like, at certain times, you shouldn't approach an artist. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's too much in the world going on.
Right, personal
like,
time.
Like, it's too much.
Right.
And I'm, like, I'm shaking.
What the
so I'm letting everybody know shit, right now. I'm scared.
You supposed to be.
Don't even play with
you,
me.
Nigga, that's the, you real just talk. Said the best I'm answer ever. I'm retarded.
Yeah.
I'm so, sure. Like a grown ass nigga try to play like a group of bro. You all big right. Black ass nigga try to play a group of bro. Right. Let me get a picture.
Yeah,
all
right.
Get your ass back.
Mm-hmm.
So now you saying you could tell the difference between a fan and a nigga trying to be a heckler.
Yeah, that too. Nah, for
you know
sure.
What I'm saying? You know how some nigga try to play up on a nigga just to.
Yeah, that's
like that nigga
super,
the Maino just choked out.
I can
like that nigga the Maino just choked out.
Who Maino done choked the nigga?
Yeah, like the nigga, he was like, bro, he was like, you know, I'm a holler at you, whatever, whatever, but I ain't on that today.
What about them extra so the talking in like, your ear ass nigga? Bro, are you really nigga, bro? Like, drop shit.
I ain't never said that. I'm keep it, you know what I'm saying? I'm keep it smooth. Like, but, like, once you get doing too much, then I'm just gone.
All them niggas put the phone on your ear, like, go check this out.
You know what I'm
saying?
Y'all ain't nobody ain't letting it happen.
Yeah, you too close to me.
Yeah, for sure.
But you know what I'm saying? You know niggas like that, niggas who know you. Right. I'm saying, like, niggas in the city know you, like, bro, and then get up on your plate, up on you a little bit. He already got the phone ready to prep play, like, check this out.
I ain't gonna lie. I be so 100 sometimes, be like, hey, bro, it's so much going on right now, bro. I got to watch my surround. I can't listen to this shit.
That's a real
nigga. Like, I swear to God. That's like, that done happened before. And I let a nigga know. Like I'm like, hey, I got to watch my surround. I can't take no picture right now. My partner can't even take no picture. He got to watch me.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
It ain't none against nobody. It was just all safety first.
Yeah. Try to get that hoe.
Mm-hmm.
They said they need Elsa's. About what? When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat.
First he changed music, then he changed the world. The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and legacy of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. In this powerful and uplifting film, Discover Bob Marley's story of overcoming adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music that changed the world. If you missed it in theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on Season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of 2, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, DMs, man. I think you were saying before we going kind of crazy in your DMs. What the hell is going on in Key Glock's direct messages, dog?
Didn't this nigga just tell you
he had
a girl, bro?
It could be rappers. Why you assuming? It could be some rap shit.
He still say what's going on, man. You think your chick don't want a nigga who want you? You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it is what it is. You think your chick don't want a nigga who want you? Want the bitches who want you? So if you ain't no bitch in your DM, she finna think about, man, what's going on with this nigga? So if niggas is sitting around trying to act like ain't no bitches at them. You sound like a fool.
I hope I don't think acting like that. You make them still look bad.
Yeah, how they not?
But
what they saying, bro?
Man, they it's what they saying and doing. Like, bro, I don't even know these folks. They'll send me a whole picture or video.
The whole thing.
Like, this shit weird, bro.
The whole thing.
The whole thing. Front and back. Hear me? Up and down. Real
not
talk.
The chokey
dokey. Demonstrations.
They be on one. They be on one.
You almost went.
Nah, they can't get me. I'm hard.
Yeah, nah,
they can't get me. Yeah.
That shit could be close.
I'll tell you. Nah, I hate that. Yeah.
What's your weakness, though? What you feel like your weakness is? You know how some people weakness is their family, their kids, their mama, their daddy, whatever they like. I just can't say no to that. No matter what they do to me, type shit.
Shit. Myself, I can't give up on myself.
That real shit.
Like, it's just straight up. I can't give up on myself.
Nah, that's solid.
Yeah. I was thinking hard as you were asking that question. But I like, it's all said and done. I can't give up on me, bro. Sure.
Yeah, I feel that.
Mm-hmm. So how your 2023 look, bro? Like, what else can we expect? You say you're going to flood up with music. You know, you're touring like crazy. You already dropped one project.
I saw some shit. Were you modeling or something? Like, what was going on?
Yeah. This is like on Esquire.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that shit was hard. You going to do more of that?
Yeah, I got a lot up my sleeve for sure.
You going to go in the movies and shit?
Yeah, I'm on it. I feel like.
What movie you think, like, the first role you think you'll play? Your dream role. What's your dream role?
I ain't never even thought of that yet.
I can see this nigga playing whatever in the reboot the most. Lethal Weapon.
I got whatever paid the most.
I can see
most.
Him, like, if they ever rebooted Lethal Weapon and, like, redid Lethal Weapon, I can see him,
being Danny Glover?
Yeah, like, some shit like that.
Jay
I don't know about Lethal Weapon.
Who you think, I'm saying, like, if you just think, like, right now, like, I want to be this. You know how you watch movies and be like, damn, I could be that.
Man, he made me a superhero.
Like who?
I don't know too many black ones. I had to make me Miles Morales. I'll be the black Spider-Man. Okay. There we go right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's hard.
But they said Spider-Man. Nah, not Spider-Man. Because the last couple episodes ago, they said Spider-Man and Batman were doing some other shit.
So not Spider-Man and Batman and Robin.
Batman and Robin.
Oh, Batman and Robin.
Yeah, like, doing some...
I ain't gonna put that on Spider-Man.
Some questionable activity.
I ain't gonna put
Peter
that
Parker.
On...
Peter Parker!
Mouse.
No, just fucking... He's a train tripping.
What's a typical day in the life of Glock, bro? From top to bottom. Wake up.
I ain't got no skill. Wake up, pray, brush my teeth, wash my face.
Go get the money.
Them the first four, five. Everything after this just be random. Like,
are you like a breakfast eater?
Yeah, I eat breakfast, but I don't eat breakfast every day.
Okay.
I don't eat breakfast at breakfast either. Like, I eat this shit for them.
What's the weirdest shit somebody asked you to do since you been getting money? Like, man, I need a new back. You know how niggas just call you for anything. Like, that shit ain't got nothing to do with me, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Let me see. Man, I heard so much wild shit before. Nigga, don't mind.
You feel like you gonna pay for everything.
Yeah,
like.
I'm trying to see, like, what was the, like, the dumbest thing. Bet. It's my partner, right? But it's his, like, it ain't even his son. It's his stepson. I met him one time. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he ain't no baby. Like, Mr. Gone, let you know, he ain't no kid or nothing. Like, he like 18, 19 in school.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
He's a man.
He can get up making his own money.
Yeah.
Boom. His first time ever seeing me. Man, I need you. I need one of your cars. You ain't even got to give me your car. You can buy me a car. Like, what you think this
some
is, bro?
Delusional.
Yeah, like, I don't be knowing how to take this shit sometimes.
That feel like a nigga trying you, don't. Yeah, this shit feel like a nigga trying you, like.
Like, is it, am I getting
I got a good heart. Like, motherfuckers know I give everybody everything and whatever, but just because you know that and know of me, that don't mean I'm finna do it for you.
But just think, right. Just think about this, though. What if you was a nigga who would do it? Shawty went with his move. He ain't wrong.
He said, trying
you
the wrong
one. You could have been feeling good that day.
Like, shit.
You know what? Come on.
Not me. I'd be that good. What? Come on, man.
Stop it.
Real though.
I don't even know you, buddy.
Yeah, that's my whole thing. That's the only thing. Like, then you ain't even my dog, real son. Like,
but did you have to go through, like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that know you feel like you supposed to solve their problem. You know what I'm saying? You know how it be like, everybody that know you feel like you supposed to solve their problem. Like, if I'm goddamn, just got put out my house, I ain't talked to you in 30 years. Mm-hmm. You just got put out your house, you saying like, just cause you knew me, we went to goddamn high school together. I supposed to know that your shit put out.
You are my savior.
Nah, you ain't tripping.
You are my savior.
You ain't tripping.
Motherfucker feel like, so you done caught a grudge against me because I didn't know. I'm all the way in LA or in Atlanta on Big Fat, recording Big Fat. Them folks just set your shit outside. The marshal just set your shit outside. You blaming me because you know me. You know people do that.
Nah, for sure. They do it all the time.
Lack of accountability for your own situation.
Like, people just feel like, because I know you, bro. Like, you know how motherfucker be like, bro, I knew you before you ain't had shit.
Yeah.
Number one thing right there.
Yeah.
Entitlement.
What does that mean?
Entitlement.
Can we get some clarity?
Like, I owe you because you knew me when I was broke. Like, yes.
When I was trying to get you, weren't trying to help me get
it. Facts.
Like, yeah, what? I was broke and you still are. So what the fuck are you talking about? People be crazy. People be crazy, like, for real, bro. You know how that shit be?
You just not getting started, though. No? You feel like you just getting started. You warming up.
Yeah, I'm probably warming up. Warming up, yeah.
Even though you're on fire, you hot. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
I'm warming up.
You feel like you're just warming up.
Yeah. It's our way more.
25, you got a long time to go.
Man. Yeah, I didn't know you were that young.
Yeah.
Damn.
What's the biggest win you had in this shit so far?
Biggest win?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
Biggest win.
Your first plaque, your first this, your first that.
Matter of fact, I got a whole tape that just went gold. Mm. You had a tape one.
That's what I was just about to ask you.
Matter of fact, two. Glaucoma one, the whole tape just went gold. Yellow tape one, the whole tape just went gold.
Mm.
Yep.
Indie.
Yep.
Indie.
And yellow tape two, probably like 20K off from going gold. It'll probably be gold next month.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like three whole albums.
That's big.
Yeah.
Those be hard concepts for your album too. How you come up with like yellow tape, glaucoma, how you come up with the titles for your shit?
Man, that just be creative thinking. It don't really be no reason or nothing. It just be, to me, just be sitting back high, just thinking all day, play.
Do you think, like, outside of just, obviously in music, you just getting started, you're going to go, but you think one day, like, you'll tell, like, the Key Glock story your way, like, because you see yourself doing that eventually one day? What is a documentary or something?
Like a Glockumentary?
Glockumentary.
That's hard.
They been said this. Hey, my face be on this shit.
That's hard.
Yeah, for sure, though. Yeah. Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
You got the footage?
Yeah, I got footage from shit back in 2000. Like, you know what I'm saying? When I used to play Little League sports and shit, like, I got plenty of home footage videos.
Like how Baby dropped that, you seen Baby?
Yeah,
shit?
Yeah, I got footage like that. This shit was hard. This shit was hard. This shit was real. This shit was real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who you ain't work with? I see you ain't been working with artists. Who you ain't work with that you really want to work with? Like, man, I fuck with, bro.
Let me see. I got to think hard. Really ain't nobody.
I fuck with that.
I don't, yeah, really ain't nobody.
Why though?
Cause I don't think it ain't too hard to, for me to, you know what I'm saying, just reach out and and do it. It's just me not wanting to, really. That's the thing. It's Sam. Really, it's a me thing. Like, I just, bro, I don't be wanting to just, I don't be wanting, I don't be for it.
Ego, though? Which one is it?
Both. I ain't gonna lie, it's both.
I ain't trying to get caught up in, like, on yanking, so I just do my shit.
Yeah, ain't that either, because I ain't finna be, like.
But say, do you feel like reaching out is yanking a little bit?
Nah, I don't look at it like that.
Yeah,
nah.
You can't.
Nah.
You can't.
Nah, I ain't, nah.
Because yeah. Certain niggas might want to fuck with you that don't even know they can.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing, like, motherfuckers don't really know how I am, so, like, they be second guessing on me. Because anyway.
You been standing on no feature type shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So niggas probably feel like, I fuck with bro, you know what I'm saying? Like, whoever you might want to fuck with, but do right. You feel like, I guess pride of ego probably get in the way of that shit sometimes.
Nah, for sure. Cause like, I've been, like, when I came in the game, I tried to do that. But as I got to learn the industry and see how niggas move and act, bro, I'm like, all right, okay, yeah. Fuck it then.
Yeah, I might be, I can do this shit myself. Yeah.
Exactly, that's the whole reason.
Took a vendetta out, basically, on the whole rap game. Like, sure. I'm finna just do this shit myself.
Stay yeah, for me. Sure, and then I ain't nothing against no.
But in person, yeah.
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 Nah, you did it, though.
Nah, for sure. This kind still like, doing
it. This kind of like a general question. How long you think somebody should wait for a feature to come back before they just say, fuck it? Like, if you send some music, this for everybody.
I don't know, because this shit, like, after a while, it'll seem like it's disrespect. So,
what's the
like,
why? Bro, turn my album in tomorrow. You got to keep saying that. Man. Let me get this shit mixed.
Should it be a week, a month, 3 months? I think it depends on the artist.
Honestly. I say you should give them at least a month.
I dig him like,
hell, bro,
I
say,
what if they, bro, if a nigga do a song,
they give them enough time to want to, if they want to be fake or not.
Nah, I feel like if I fuck with you and me, if I was a rapper, I'd be like, let's do something like, be like, ooh, mm-hmm. You send me some shit, I'm sending that shit back.
See, it's different. Like
always
that.
Working.
What if, talking about like, what fine, if you like, not, reaching what, out to like yeah, somebody what, you ain't in cahoots with already.
Even if you
in cahoots. But I'll reach that though, man. Even, fuck all that.
Nah, but the thing is, up, like, if you like, reach out to
like,
a
like waiting
nigga,
a month on a bitch.
If
you try to, hey, bitch, ooh, now you waiting a month? Who doing that?
Yeah, because it's like, if you reach out to a nigga and make that connection. And a nigga agrees to do the shit,
that's
then
what I'm
it should be instant.
That's what
like,
I'm saying.
Like, I say give it a week.
I agree, but let me say something. Let me say something.
Fuck you.
Let me say something
right quick first.
Go ahead.
I ain't like.
Mm-hmm.
I done been so busy at times, motherfuckers wanted a feature. And like, it wasn't even on purpose. I ain't do it until like a month or two later.
Communication different though.
Like,
yeah,
because like, I be so busy, you know what I'm saying? But and then again, like, I strictly be like working on my shit. Like,
is that
I don't
a
even
nigga paying you or just a favor?
I don't even set money for features, bro. Okay. If I fuck with you, I'm gonna fuck with you. I ain't even finna charge
but
you.
But nigga can wait forever for that.
And then again,
oh, for some free shit.
And then again,
if you do this, you're never gonna do
if
it.
If I don't wanna do no feature with you, I'm not even finna do it at all. I'm just gonna let you know right then and there. Like, nah. So you won't even. Think I'm thinking on it.
So you basically saying just cause you know you'll drag a nigga, you don't take it personal because you know you ain't doing it out of malice.
Straight up.
You know what I'm saying? So straight I can up. Respect if a nigga take a month or two. This is crap.
Yeah, for
sure. I don't know
for
if he
sure.
is or not. I can respect that.
That's what I'm saying.
But sure. I feel like me, if I send you a song, bro, send my shit back, bro.
Nah, I feel.
That's how I feel, bro.
Would you
send me that shit, nigga.
Would you rather them send it back in 2 days and they just
I don't
did
give a fuck. Send
listen,
that shit.
Look, it be time. Nigga send me songs. The same day, I send it back the same day.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the business nigga. Yeah. Like, Allen had a song, right? I like the shit so much. I sent to Pluto. That nigga already in the studio. Nigga's working. Mm-hmm. He sent him over back in 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fuck, I'm gonna do this shit now. Sent it back. Verse mm-hmm. everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If anything else than that, bro, I done lost. I'm tired of listening to this motherfucker. You taking it out of time. Like, I'm tired. This shit done got whacked to me.
That's another thing. That's why I be telling people, like, don't send me no song, bro. Let's do it
together
bro.
Yeah,
I'd rather do it organic.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, for sure.
That takes some of the pressure off the shit.
Yeah, because you send to me, now you wait, and then I'm going to really fuck with it. I don't know how to tell you, like, send me a nut, bro.
I done had to do that before. Do shit, I done, man, like, man, yeah, you just send me another one. Like, this ain't hard, but it ain't for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, for sure. I don't want to do it just to do it. Like, I want to make sense for both of us. I care about your shit, too. You know what I'm saying?
Give me your shit.
It's not you. It's me.
Yeah. You ever had to tell a nigga, like, bro, you whack, bro. Stop rapping.
Probably before, yeah. No, not so recently,
like,
though.
Boy,
yeah.
Like, bro, stop, bro.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Not recently, though, but I have. They think, like, we rap. It is a new way, but everybody just think they can do
it's
it.
It's easy. Like, yeah. Because they see a man next to them do it. Yeah. Like, any nigga can do this shit.
Exactly.
What you think, like, if you could change one thing in the rap game, like, you just, God gave you one wish, like, that shit is done. What you'll change?
No social media. It'll have to be like that's the 90s
hard.
And 80s.
That's hard.
Like,
I fuck with that.
If you ain't got no motion, if you ain't popping and talking about it, you just right. Don't know.
Yeah.
No social media.
Nah, that's hard.
Like everybody, that's hard. Everybody even. You can't fake it. Nothing. Like, yeah.
So for you sure. Think social media good or bad thing, like, or the worst thing?
You got to see pros and cons.
Yeah.
It do. You got it pros and cons. Like.
You think you can stand out there? I can stand out here. And got there and get enough niggas in the hood, enough niggas in the streets, enough niggas in different. You know what I'm saying? You say you feel like you can go back to the other era and still be you.
Oh yeah, for sure, Cause without the internet. I only use the internet for networking. Like you know what I'm saying?
And
like
promotional purposes.
Yeah, exactly. But you can still do that hands on in the street. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Not just in the street, but like just period throughout the world.
Right.
Yeah.
What city you think fuck with you the most, like in the U.S.?
The whole damn South, it ain't even no, I ain't got no main city. It's the South period. Yeah, the South period. Yeah.
Who your favorite producer to work with? The one that send you that shit every time. You already know when you open the folder, it's going to be that shit.
Shit. Bandplay, Take Key. Mm-hmm. Bandplay, Take Key.
Shout out to Take Key.
Straight up.
You think they kind of hold their best shit for you?
They know they can send me whatever. I'm
you're going crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
Out all that shit.
Yeah, straight up. Yeah.
What feel you though when to go in that booth like it make you feel like shit, bro? Fuck that. I'm going hard every time I step in that bed.
Really, bro, I just be trying new things. You know what I'm saying? Really be depending on how my day went. You know what I'm saying? If I'm in a good mood or if I'm in a bad mood or angry mood, that's how the song gonna come out.
You put out everything or you just like a lot of shit, you just do that shit for therapy, get it out and don't even listen to it no more, just be done with it.
Man, really, I just record. I look at it like practice, bro. Like I just do it because even though I know I don't need to, I just do it because it's shit like therapy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like some shit might not never come out, but you got it and you feel a way about this song.
Exactly.
But I can't put it out.
Exactly. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. I got some shit
like a diary type shit.
Yeah, all type of shit. Yeah. Diaries. Hell yeah.
What you think, like, what are you to rap like a person is to sports? Like, if I was this person to sports, like, Key Glock is the so-and-so of rap. Like, the Ja Morant or the Dame Lillard or the LeBron or the this or that. I'm thinking about a lot of players.
I can't say.
Or maybe you got different elements in you, like some of them athletes is just on some dog shit.
I feel like
dogs.
You could be a Larry Bird.
Larry Bird.
Damn.
Crocker.
No, listen.
Man, this nigga whole Crocker.
No, listen to what I'm saying. Listen to my reasoning for saying that.
Please elaborate.
Because Larry Bird was always like a pleasant surprise. Like, you knew he was going to go crazy. You knew he was going to do good, whatever.
Nah, Jay.
But.
That didn't pay him back, right?
No, man.
Yeah, man. Out of all these black superstars.
No,
a white boy, Larry Bird. Come on, man.
Fuck it, man. I quit. I'm
done. Yeah,
dead.
That shit ain't gonna. You made
good. He was a good shooter.
Say you sorry.
Oh God.
He's a good shooter.
Like,
he's a good shooter. He's a good player.
And that nigga come up out the cut and fucking sing a winning ball. Like,
that ain't gonna work. He just gave you the let it be.
She thinks Larry Bird. You think?
Nah, you, that ain't that. I get it. What do you think you bring different to the game that nobody else bring?
I like that.
That's what it is. Like, what you think? Like, if a nigga be like,
that's what I'm trying to say.
That's that Key Glock shit. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. You know how a nigga look at certain shit and be like, nah, that Key Glock shit.
I think probably my whole style, bro. Like the way I talk, the way I dress, it's just everything, really. I try my best to not be like the next person. Like, mm-hmm. It's my main thing. Like, yeah. Like, no matter whatever you do, Jake, bro, just be yourself. Like, just be yourself. No matter what room you in, who in the room, like, just be yourself. Like, right. Don't try to adapt to these niggas. Like, be you.
Yeah. What you think it is to keep a nigga consistent and keep a nigga relevant and keep a nigga from falling off?
Like I said earlier, I stay myself. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't be dick pulling, yanking. You know what I'm saying? I ain't with none of that. To myself. Go get the money and go home.
Yeah.
I done did everything already. Like, this shit don't excite me. Mm. Street shit, this shit don't excite nigga no more.
Yeah. What you think excites you, though? I don't know, we kind of been talking about this. We just kind of poking at it. Well, I'm going to ask it again because we got to get to it. It's a big fact.
None but my family, bro. Really, just my family. Yeah, just my folk. Yeah.
But is there something that you haven't accomplished that you're just like, man, I got to. So for some people, it's like, I got to get my hands on a Grammy. For some people, it's I got to get a private jet. For some people, it's I got to, you know what I'm saying? A particular goal. Like, before it's said and done, I'm going to do this. You speaking that shit.
Fuck the materials. I just want to make, like, all my men, like, around me, like, my main men, make them millionaires. Mm. For sure.
Make sure everybody around you straight.
For sure. And I ain't got too many main men, you know what I'm saying? So it ain't hard. Mm.
Gotcha. Yeah. It's fair enough.
Yeah. They said they need Elsa's. About what?
When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat. First he changed music, then he changed the world. The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and legacy of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. In this powerful and uplifting film, discover Bob Marley's story of overcoming adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music that changed the world. If you missed it in theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including
actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of 2, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's your favorite street movie?
Juice, Paid in Full.
Juice and Paid in Full.
It teach you about loyalty. Yeah.
So Bishop was a whole ass nigga, basically. That's what they be saying.
No, I ain't say he was a whole ass nigga. I said Bishop was
a bitch.
What
you think, bro? Bishop was a bitch.
Bishop, he nigga. He did, like...
A Memphis nigga.
For sure.
Cause he definitely was a Atlanta nigga.
For sure. Yeah, he was a down south nigga in that movie.
Yeah. Like that shit regular.
Yeah. Like I can't. I fuck with Pac, so I ain't gonna say that.
Yeah. But this ain't Pac. This ain't Pac.
He said he can understand. What's your side is?
I'm Leo.
Okay, yeah, we just had 2 Leo.
Yeah.
Hey, look.
Damn.
Hey, nah, fuck with Leo. My bed partner, I jumped out of the pool with Hammer. Yeah, Leo. That's my bed partner.
Yeah, they saw it. They saw it. Ripper Leo.
He called it a lawyer Lebo Leo. Nigga, I'm a lawyer Leo.
Yeah.
But
they
listen, they try to say, bitch, see, y'all not understanding what Bishop was coming
from. No, bro.
Bishop was tired of this shit, basically.
He was tired of living the way he was living. He was like, y'all want to be green and
so his fatigue turned him into a bitch?
What he turned to a bitch? Uh-huh. He told that nigga, nobody do that. What you grabbing the gun for, Raheem?
You don't do that right now. You don't reach for your partner gun. You better don't reach for mine.
Protocol. Man. Say, boss, you, Raheem, you, what you been?
Y'all think
what you finna do? You get this out my head.
Y'all think Bishop was a crash out dummy? You know
he was, but he crashed hard.
If you go crash
hard. The only thing I agree with was him killing his partners and the clerk.
What clerk?
Yeah.
He made a move. He knew Fat Boy's name. He made a move.
Man, that nigga.
He nigga had a skew. That nigga lied like him. But that man
hated him. He had to hit him. He hit the man in the back of the head. He wasn't even looking. He ain't had to hit him.
That shit was lame.
See what Bishop's trying to do? Show him.
I ain't agree with that part though.
I ain't agree with that part either. But he just trying to show them other niggas like I'm with that, bro. Y'all got one on with y'all.
But he wasn't crazy though. Like
you trying to show them folks he owned that.
So you mean to tell me when he was with
crazy.
Fucking?
He was playing crazy.
He was not crazy.
He was a crash.
Man, that nigga shot every nigga playing with him. He was crazy.
Mikey Paul's too.
Playing with him. He just crashed.
Rod a mess now.
Yeah, he talking about his partner there. His partner didn't play with him. So when he was getting into it with him in front of the store,
he didn't do like fake out all the tough shit and bitch up and then try really to get tough up. When he saw the niggas across the street that was supposed to be a tall boy that he don't even really fuck with
he
in the first
really
place.
Bitch up, bro.
Are you serious right now?
He ain't really bitch up.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Y'all got it.
What I'm going to do? Y'all got it, man.
But if you like
if
that,
he was, got he it, was got crazy, it, and if he was if really like that, he would have crashed out right there with Ramirez and them.
I agree. If man, you like that. If you like that.
Y'all to my fool.
He got a 5-shoot on him. It's 3-4 Migos on him.
If I'm crazy, I'm dying about my respect. I don't give a fuck what happened.
He's not a fool. You talking about a fool.
Man, fuck out of here, man.
He trying to live the city another day. I know the bunch y'all nigga ass up, man. I know how to get this 38.
Let me make it out of this situation.
Yes.
What? Let me make it out of this
fool
situation.
A fool sit there and be like, y'all beat me down. No. Y'all got it? Shit. You got to know where to hold it, know where to fold it. Y'all got it. I'm not crazy. That's a crazy nigga.
He's crazy.
Y'all kept saying he's crazy.
He ain't crazy.
Crazy.
Other
crazy?
Shit that was crazy.
That's retarded.
Yeah. Being crazy, retarded.
You being
they cousins.
You being strategic.
He knew. Bro, I'm just trying to get
it
up out of here.
It didn't work out good for him.
I'm a bun-knee nigga, bro.
That
what happened, though?
And
what ultimately happened? What ultimately happened, though, Jay?
He died.
What you mean?
It's fucked up what he did to Q and Big Boy,
you know
Big Steel, Big Chops and all
that. Ho-ass nigga. You know what happened.
I'm talking about the same nigga who, Chinatown, what the nigga, the white, the Mexican, same nigga who playing them game with that knife.
To a gunfight.
Got bust in that back alley. So at the end of the day, bro, I already been knew I was going to do this to you, Rodamiz.
Well, said, let's get Bishop over here to talk about it. Oh, I forgot. We can't.
That Tupac did.
Fuck you.
Who you talking about?
Tupac. We ain't talking about Pop, man.
Tupac ain't dead.
Me neither. I don't believe that neither.
Tupac ain't dead.
I know that.
So y'all mean to tell me Bishop or hoe? So Bishop a hoe cause he
no we don't move on
no
we
don't
move on we don't move on we don't move on to Tupac alive
and
see,
a
whole
ass nigga we didn't say he was a hoe cause
okay.
Of course he's gonna shake something and he's gonna do something
so if all y'all be like y'all finna jump on me and be like damn I don't wanna get jumped I'm gonna try to finagle but I'm gonna remember all these faces I don't wanna take that ass whipping my mama. Nah man then y'all start swinging I'm gonna fight back. They never swung on him. So we don't know if he a hoe or not.
They were wolfing too.
Them niggas were talking.
Yeah,
this sounds like a talking situation. Finna talk my way out this shit. Now they fight. They one nigga slap him and he don't slap back. He's a hoe.
You tripping.
This shit. Am I tripping?
You are tripping.
Am I tripping?
You tripping.
I ain't put their hands on
them. these young niggas know the new rule.
I ain't put...
When he
they did,
me.
When they did put their hands on what he was doing, going in their boot. And where they were going, heaven.
Real
he
shit.
Was going in the boot,
real
and they were
shit.
Going to heaven.
Real shit.
Straight up.
And said, what he did after that, he went and met him, didn't he?
After you went for me. Up. You went for me,
he still me. Chased him after that. Still caught up with him.
Nah, now she's saying after he dropped out the building, okay, I cried my boy, so I went out bad.
You
but y'all, them niggas who were playing on me, though, the Mexicans. What they were?
Now how many Cuban? Times you gonna let a nigga play with you before you smoke him?
I ain't had that 5. Y'all nigga deep with a knife, man. Y'all nigga got a knife. And y'all nigga was deep. Hey, you talking about this shit different. Oh, so I just supposed to get stabbed up and beat out like. He didn't.
You crazy?
He didn't bitch up the way
he
bitched up.
Show me you crazy.
Screen way bitched up it. I know we taking the shit up, but way
well
bitched up
day.
It. He did he bitch up?
So you went in?
No. You know good well you ain't finna talk. Down, not about no Gemini on Big Facts. It'll make a agree. It ain't never gonna happen.
I don't wanna agree. Did he bitch up, audience?
It ain't gonna happen. It ain't gonna happen.
Oh, he let them nigga have it.
That nigga was
let
not a Gemini.
Let them nigga have it, bitching up is different, bro.
You'll feel otherwise.
Please, you bitching up. And he was just looking retarded, like. Do what y'all gonna do. Am I right or wrong?
It's all good. I'ma just we gotta you know, I'm finna go ahead and get this shit out of the way before I get mad and don't wanna get this nigga this shit.
Well,
but
it.
You know, this my dog. You know, every time some new shit comes out, I gotta
tradition.
Upgrade my dog. Big Facts Tradition, so you know I got some new shit.
You ain't gotta open the bag, I'll chill out my own shit. Thank you. I've been asking for them all. This ain't like the other one that you just came out of blue with. This ain't like the other you came out of blue. I've been asking for this, so they really like the gift. I beg for this.
Yeah.
I beg for this.
Yeah.
Thank you though.
Golly.
I need big for this, Jay.
You know, I love you. You know, you're going to get one every time.
You brought it at the right time, too, because my phone tripping, man. I love you.
I love you more, but Bishop was still a bitch.
Oh, God. I don't believe you. I believe He played possum.
Is Bishop?
You know how many times a nigga play possum and win?
Is Bishop a nigga you would run with?
But do you know how many possums are pussies?
Jay, is Bishop a nigga you would run with?
I'm from Edwood. I ran with a lot of bishops.
I'll get that.
That's all we have. Hood full of bishops.
You gotta be a bishop to run with.
When you from where I'm from, them ain't nothing but bishops.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's just kill this bishop conversation. Yeah. You know, he's gonna turn this shit into some chess, and then it's gonna turn into some other shit.
I'm just being real, though, bro. At the end of the day,
the he went out bad.
He went out bad when he crossed his boys.
For sure.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
And that's how he ultimately found this demise. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was a hoe for that all the way down.
But them niggas who were doing that knife shit, I don't feel like he went out bad. Y'all got me. You know what I'm saying? They go by nigga them here. Y'all finna buck. Fuck y'all niggas. Mm-hmm. We finna buck. Nays even. Mm-hmm. I got that fire, I don't need nobody. Them nigga bitched up on me, went the other way, like, let him handle it. He handled it. When it was time for him to handle it, when he can handle it, did he handle it? He ain't let them nigga take that pistol. Oh, that nigga would let them nigga and ran the other way. He ran behind him and riverside him, man.
I'm finna go watch Juice when I leave again. So maybe it's something I'm missing. Maybe it's something we're missing, Jay. We need to watch it again.
I don't need to watch shit. That nigga still gonna be a bitch. I can watch it 20 times. Bishop is still gonna be a bitch.
He a bitch because of what he did to Q.
But is there a bitch and not be a bitch? Or you just
Q
bitch?
Really was a hoe to me, though.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, my God.
At the end of the day, like, I'm just being real. Oh, that nigga was a hoe, bro. You know what your man about, bro. They go hell of a
bitch. All they really had to do is just let them know, hey, bro, we ain't on there. You can be on there, but we ain't gonna be on there with you.
They tried. And he tried to bully him.
Was high from that nigga, man.
We ain't on that. He forcing them to be on that.
How nigga force you?
Not forcing. Okay, that's the wrong word. Here you go.
How nigga force you though?
But I'm saying, you with this nigga.
Fuck still.
Right. And then all of a sudden, your switch just go off and you just get on some other shit.
But y'all already know my daddy crazy. Like, bro, come on. Give me some help. When that nigga daddy crazy.
D-Bo just turned his back on this man when he was finna get jumped when he needed them the most.
That's when he snapped. That's when he snapped.
He should have snapped and he should have stopped fucking with him.
Nah.
Not make him
get
Stop fucking with him.
I'm an older hoe ass buddy. He best in already that beat. Y'all been see this shit all the way
through. Y'all crazy, man.
Y'all burnt. Like, oh God, y'all burnt. Like, the
see
fuck
this shit
out.
To the
like,
end, nigga.
We should have talked
about it. Let's get it, nigga.
What you say about what the other shit he had just said, though?
Well, I paid him full.
Nah, he said something else, and then we finna skip to it, but I kept that shit going, because I fuck with, I fuck with parts of Bishop, because that would pop. Mm-hmm. But what some shit, well, what'd he say,
we some,
then you like, nah, let's get on that. I don't know, he said something, he had made a statement.
Oh, Tupac alive.
Yeah. What make you feel like that?
Oh, man.
Tupac he had no funeral.
Ain't he a battalion commander in Anguilla?
Yeah, no funeral. I'm gonna lie to that nigga got smoked.
He alive.
He alive in
big
our spirits.
I'm still alive.
He could have been came back, but now this shit is, I thought he was alive too. To after 7 years, you can come back. Why he ain't came?
I don't know. It's only
shit,
something
the same
he know.
His auntie ain't came back.
He probably satisfied.
Still on that fresh shit.
He probably satisfied.
Phone, Jay.
You welcome, big homie. My nigga.
I feel good today. Nick Glock brought up food. Yeah. Jay bringing phone.
Yeah.
Today was
China bringing Levine.
Yeah, we lit today. Today was we up.
Nah, I fuck with your energy, bro.
Straight up. Well, thanks, bro.
To be a young nigga 25.
Hell yeah.
It's like it's hard to find niggas on your like to think on your mental level at your age.
Right. Mm-hmm. Nah, I know. I don't even really hang with niggas my age. Like I ain't never like hung with like young. I always hung with the older crowd. Like always.
Mm. Why you think that is?
I don't know, bro. I just my grandma always told me I was wise. Like I always been an old man. Like I always just, you know what I'm saying? The way I think for myself and just how I move, like I've been here before. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So what? So you don't you paint as your 2023. Do you have features on Glaucoma?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think I heard. No, I was riding to it. I ain't hear nobody else rapping when I was riding to it.
You featuring yourself on your shit.
Yeah. Getting a whole nother chick.
Yeah.
Damn.
Whole nother chick.
That's rare, though. That's rare to have a whole project with no feature.
Yeah.
You think that's some cocky shit, or that's just, man, fuck these niggas?
Shit, they did it. They the reason.
What happened?
They the reason.
All that back and forth shit, like trying to wait on the nigga. Like, bro, I ain't gonna yank it.
Yeah, for sure. I don't beg nobody. Nobody.
You think that shit pushed you into your purpose? Like, they my lane. Fuck a nigga.
Yeah, for sure. It kind of was already, because, you know, we independent, but it's like, that for sure just made me, you know what I'm saying, stiff on it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm. What's some shit you do to, like, you know, you was talking a little bit about earlier about just the climate out here. What's some shit that you do as Key Glock, like, how you move to make sure that you and your people straight?
Man, if it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen, bro. I can't do nothing but pray. Mm. Like, you can't run from nothing, bro. If it's meant for you, it's gonna happen. And it is what it is. Mm. So I just stay prayed up. Keep, you know what I'm saying? Keep going. Mm. Yeah.
What shit you regret? Like, damn, I wouldn't have did that if I could take that back.
Probably none, bro. Cause everything was a lesson. Yeah. Even the good and the bad, everything was a lesson. You know what I'm saying? Like I was hard headed, bro. I like just finding shit out for myself. Like, what might work out for this person might not work for me. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's only so much game you can take from a person. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's that person game. You know what I'm saying? I can't be Big Bank. You can tell me 100,000 Big Facts. I can only take 10,000 of them. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't Big Bank.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah.
What's the biggest gem you be giving niggas? Like, when they ask you for this advice and shit, this life advice?
Ain't nobody really even just ask me, like, for no advice or nothing, like on what to do. Like, if I see you fucking up, I'm just going to let you know. Like, if I see you, you know what I'm saying, on your shit, of course I'm going to let you know you're on your shit too, but I'm definitely going to let you know if you fucking up when you wrong.
When you notice that you, like, just extra confident in yourself, you know, it's like come a time and age, it'd be like, shit, I'm him. When you notice that, like?
That's just my high school years. I was him, like, all the way around the board, from the school to the streets to music, like, yo, just all around. Yeah.
You fuck with the Grizzlies?
Yeah.
Yeah, what you think they gonna do? What you think Moran and them gonna do?
We're going back to the conference finals for sure.
Okay.
You don't sound too confident about that.
They got to be more confident than me. I ain't know what they're playing. They got to get the job done. I can't do nothing. Pray for them, too. Right. Wind's loaded right now.
That's what it is. What's some shit Key Glock is into that the world just may not know you into? Like, it'll surprise the hell out of everybody.
Let's see. Man, I'm so boring, bro. You, man, I don't be on shit.
Like, you have activities? Do you cook? Like,
that's that lame, man. Lame, you have a nigga boring in the motherfucker.
Like,
You see me chilling. You be in your own world.
Like, real talk, bro. I'm trying
to. You think that shit expand your mind, though?
Some folks say, like, it slow you down or whatever. Like, this shit, it made me going deep thought. Like, it don't slow me down, like, tempo-wise or nothing. Like, this shit, it just put me in deeper thought.
You think your shit'll get whacked though? You start drinking?
If I stop?
Yeah. You ever seen some niggas who like they ain't taking drugs no more? Nigga shit start sounding like, we need to get back on that shit. You know what I'm saying?
But that nigga said garbage.
Nah, for sure, yeah.
Like, you done lost your swag, bro. Get that shit.
You ain't lying. I know exactly what you saying. For sure. Hell yeah.
Every time a nigga try to got that act like they clean.
Get right, man.
Music don't be right though.
Man, it ain't.
And we're not condoning or telling nobody to do that to Big Music, but
yeah,
people, if you already on it, you be gonna set a bar, you be gonna set your tone, then you try to. Hey. And shit don't come out right, bro. We'll see if shit happen too many times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tripping up.
Yeah.
So you got some songs in the vault, that you tried, like, I'm just finna go in here clean and like, bro, this ain't me. This ain't
me. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't never made a clean song, like a sober song.
Why not? You've already done
this. Because if I'm sober, I ain't in music mode.
Yeah.
I'm probably in investing mode or something. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
You think that should a handicap or enhancement?
For me?
Yeah, for you.
This ain't handicap. It definitely ain't no handicap.
What if you gotta go to Dubai and shit with them folk be over there tripping, checking your blood and shit, seeing if you smoke weed and shit like that? You gotta be over there for a month do a show. You think you
see, gonna... I already know about before I'm going, how I set up. I ain't even going.
You gonna stop the bag, that's a handicap.
Nah, it ain't about the bag. It's just
so what the fuck is
that? That's a handicap.
Like this shit different, bro. Like when you go to these other countries, bro, you literally in like a whole nother world.
Nah, I'm telling you, these niggas go to detoxing and shit about a month out. You go get that bag. Nigga got them gonna take what that shit is you take
there. They'll overpay you too.
What's the name of that shit you take to make the like going in between that shit that you get from the doctor? You know how you could take some pills to make you got them not withdraw and shit? What's that? What's the name of that shit?
Doctor ain't told me about them joints.
Nah, they got some shit you could take that I got them curve that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like opioids and shit, like niggas on
pills. You talking about how they give like the addicts heroin and shit?
What is methadone? I don't know.
Methadone.
Like whatever it is, whatever, like if a nigga got them, cause you'll not know that drinking that shit be damn near a part of your goddamn routine.
Yeah, you can really die, cycle, like, if you, you know try to detox.
So if you try to cold turkey, they got some shit they can give you, like a sedative, right?
Mm-hmm. A sedative?
What'd you call it?
Sedative?
Yeah, to keep you going. No, real shit, because I got some partner that been, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then it was like, when nigga want to go see and get their bag, and they go get the IV bag and chill for a couple days and take that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They go get the money and then come back and get back on what they would do, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They got some shit to
make sure you can. Yeah,
you don't die.
Yeah,
I know exactly what you're saying, but it's like they ain't tested for no blood. See if you smoke before you came. It's like why you been there.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's different. Like if they doing some shit like that, like before I come, like
nah.
I'm gonna turn it down because I ain't gonna set myself up.
Yeah. Not talking about like, you know.
But
what
if
saying?
You on it like yeah, that, right when that. You get yeah, there and you saying. Can't get it, then how you gonna function?
Yeah.
I'll be cool. That's what I'm saying.
No, like, you won't.
How you know?
Yes, I will.
I promise.
I done did it before.
A month? You talking about 2-3 days. I'm talking about we gotta go over there like, damn, we gonna kick it lock over here forever.
Man, every country don't look at weed like ain't criminalized about weed.
Dubai.
Them
folks be tripping.
Yeah, they
them
have.
Them folks tripping, ain't
they? Nah, for sure. They don't excite me. Like, you know what I'm saying? I want to be comfortable and still, you know what I'm saying?
Be excited.
Yeah. They said you got to do you to do you.
Yeah, I still want to be me at the same time.
You got to do you to do you.
Man, what? Like, it could be your land, but it still got to be my world.
That real.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, fuck it.
So, look. So, my final question is.
You still living in the city?
No, I live on the outskirts. I'm on the outskirts.
Oh, okay,
God. Go ahead, Jay.
Outs.
Mm-mm. So my final question is the last thing that I want to ask is, I know that the whole Dolph situation was a really hard pill to swallow. So when you took that loss, what promise did you make to him and yourself as far as what you were going to do to uphold his legacy and keep his name alive?
Really, everything I'm doing now and what I'm going to keep doing. It ain't really like no certain thing I promised. It's just, I just got to make sure his name and his brand stay alive.
Okay.
It ain't about me.
On some real shit, me just looking at how bro used to got them uphold you. I don't even feel like he shocked. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I feel like he already know.
Nah, for sure.
Like, bro, finna handle business.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, and we been had talks like this.
He saying you bigger than Jay-Z.
Straight up. Nah, he know that.
Like, Glock.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, who the best rapper in the world? Nah, Glock. You know what I'm saying?
When he came here, every other word. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, that shit was real love right there. Like, that shit was dope.
There it is, bro. We appreciate you pulling up the Big Facts. And salute to you. Make sure you check us out too. www.bigfactspod.com.
Salute.
For the streets.
Exactly.
It's Big Facts.
No cap.
Bitch.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/One Love to try it free now.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on Season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.